Now, lots of talk about vaccine passes and what is described as a muddle yesterday, and you can certainly say that again. All of this confusion over the COVID certs, and it's covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Vaccine passes, what a muddle. New indoor dining rules have been beset by confusion after ministers gave conflicting advice on whether GPs could issue COVID vaccine certs. That's also on the front of the Irish Times this morning, which says that the government has been scrambling to defend its plan for reopening indoor dining last night amid confusion over the role of GPs and calls from the opposition for more clarity on how the scheme will work. Ministers and officials were forced to issue several corrections during a day of confusion as meetings continued between government and industry stakeholders about how the plan will operate. And apparently several high-ranking government insiders were privately scathing about the presentation of the plan. So Tourism Minister Catherine Martin yesterday morning said that people could ask their doctor for a letter saying they'd recovered from COVID-19. But then the Irish Medical Organisation said no such arrangement was in place. Then Minister of State Oisin Smith said that Catherine Martin had been mistaken, but then the government had to clarify that a letter from GPs could be used both to get a digital cert and to gain entry to pubs and restaurants. Certainly a very poor day for government communications, I think most people would probably say. And I suppose that really reflects the new world that we're all in. Things change so quickly and you have to try and bring in emergency legislation, and then you're being asked by journalists what about this and what about that, and it certainly didn't help with clarity on the issue. The Irish Independent front page goes through what the pub will be like when you actually go in, when they do reopen, and you're not going to be allowed to order your drink from the bar. Vaccinated pub customers will be banned from ordering drinks at the bar when indoor dining resumes next week, but time limits on indoor dining may either be increased or gotten rid of for those who have been vaccinated. So pubs, well, certainly the publican groups have been insisting that members should be allowed to serve customers at the bar, particularly rural publicans, obviously, because you'd have to employ a lot more staff if they've to go around the tables taking drinks orders. But a number of senior government sources yesterday ruled out the prospect of being allowed to go up to the counter to order your drink. Now, I have to be honest, I was in the pub on Friday night, obviously sitting outside in their outdoor area, and it did get quite messy to try and keep account of who ordered what, and then whoever was taking our drinks orders missed two rounds of coming down with the card to get us to pay. So suddenly then you were paying for three rounds of drinks. It all got a little bit messy, and it probably will get more messy when it turns to indoor dining as well. But again, this is the new world we all have to get used to. The Irish Daily Mirror, just finally on indoor dining, says that the crack was 90k an hour. Irish punters raised a glass to celebrate restrictions easing last month because they spent €90,000 an hour on booze. Dubs alone splurge €30,000 every 60 minutes. And as the Irish Daily Mirror says, that's after months of being locked out of pubs. Customers were eager to make up for lost time, and they certainly were. Irish Examiner says that Tipperary TD Matty McGrath has come under fire for comparing the digital certs to something found in Nazi Germany. He was speaking out against the government plans to introduce the certs to reopen indoor dining, but his remarks have been criticised from the Auschwitz Museum. They've actually invited him to take part in a course to learn more about the Holocaust. Speaking about the proposed vaccines, Matty McGrath said, "Is that where we've come to now? Back in 1933 in Germany, we'll be all tagged in yellow with the mark of the beast on us. Is that where we are going?" And he was challenged by journalists on this, but he stood over his comments on it at that press conference yesterday. And as you say, the Auschwitz Museum now getting involved. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, a big row at Cabinet over housing. Senior government figures have clashed at Cabinet over the country's housing plan in what has been described as the most serious row of the uneasy Fianna Fáil Fine Gael coalition to date. The two parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, understood to be completely at odds over the multi-billion euro housing for all plan, and the dispute was so severe at Cabinet that the budget, basically that the government failed to agree its summer economic statement, which traditionally precedes the budget. It was described as a genuine standoff emerging at Cabinet when a, quote, visibly irked Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue made it clear that the summer economic statement was not agreed and the failure to bring it to Cabinet risked undermining the fiscal credibility of the government. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien will be on the Pat Kenny Show here on News Talk and no doubt will be asked about the plan and indeed the big row, the big standoff that seems to be emerging at government level, at ministerial level anyway, certainly over housing. Also, the front of the Examiner tells us that Bernard O'Byrne has stepped down from his role as Basketball Ireland CEO and Secretary General. It comes a week after he made headlines after a social media post he made in the wake of the penalty won by Raheem Sterling at the Euro 2020 semi-final between England and Denmark, and his 10-year affiliation with Basketball Ireland was confirmed yesterday evening in a joint statement as being over, obviously, and he said he's hugely disappointed but he takes responsibility for the comments that he made. Speaking about Euro 2020, the front of the Irish Sun has an exclusive which tells us that Harry Maguire's father was left with suspected broken ribs after being crushed by ticketless yobs, as they're called, storming Wembley. Harry Maguire saying yesterday that his dad said he was scared and I don't want anyone to experience that at a football match. It's amazing the fallout still and particularly the racism and the violence and all that has gone on. And we had that mural yesterday for Marcus Rashford, which had been defaced and has now been restored, and now hundreds of people taking the knee outside that mural in Manchester as well. It's just a big conversation that's going on across the water. The Irish Times has the story about rent, more details on it this morning. Half of the country's tenants are now spending more than 30% of their take-home pay on rent, and 12%, 1 in 8, are spending more than half of their income to keep a roof over their head. Just extraordinary, the pressure some people are under in terms of housing and where they live. And it's research carried out by the Residential Tenancies Board, and the tenants told them multiple reasons why they're renting, including easy access to work and school, and because they were unsure where they wanted to live in the long term. But an awful lot of them spending a lot of money on paying rent, and they've no other option, they say as well. The Irish Daily Star has an interesting report this morning out on the most surprising habits that people discovered about their partner when they moved in together. And don't they always say, if you want to know someone, live with them? And it's so true, because people found out when they moved in with their partner that the partner leaves the lights on, they put recycling in the normal waste bin, and they open the windows when the heating is on. Now, that would be like a red rag to a bull to me, because you're just watching your money literally go out the window. A survey of 2,000 adults in a relationship found that more than three quarters were surprised by some aspects of their partner's behaviour when they first shared their home. The big issues were leaving the lights on when not in the room, followed by snoring, leaving applications plugged in when not in use, and putting the recycling in with the black bin waste. Well, maybe they're confused. I certainly get confused about what can be recycled or what can't be recycled. But if you're doing it willingly, I suppose that is quite annoying. And final story for you comes from The Star. And some of us over the age of 25 might be left scratching our heads this morning at some of the lingo that younger people are using. So The Star says that if you think clutch is something to do with cars, tea is a drink, and shade is where you take shelter from in the sun while you're in need of help to keep up with the kids. Because according to language experts, the under 25s are leaving older people baffled with their own words, phrases and abbreviations, and in particular parents are struggling to understand the language of their children. Now I'm going to run you through some of the words that the younger, the Gen Z or Gen Z as they're called. I'm not cool enough to even know if it's Gen Z or Gen Z, but anyway, here's some of the words. So yeet, I've never heard of yeet before in my life, but yeet is an exclamation of excitement apparently. Then we have here high key, which is someone who wants to do something for the attention. Vibe check is you're sussing out how someone is. Passing the vibe check means that you're cool. And IYKYK is if you know, you know. So there we go. We all know something new this morning. Or maybe you're all very cool and knew the words all along, and it's just me who's getting older every day.